Morning show at East Coast FM. I'm Pete Wedderburn from Bray Vet and Old Connor Avenue in Bray, and his website petethevet.com is here with us. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Declan.
We talked to Gillian Bird yesterday at the SPCA, and we've heard from rescue centres around Wicklow as well about the demand. These places are full. In fact, Gillian was saying that a lot of people say left animals, not just dogs and cats, but other animals in who might be ill or might be damaged or might something happened. Mm. And they're left in by people who don't collect them in the end. Yeah. Yes. So they're trying to cope with so many animals.
It's like it's been what you might call a perfect storm, really, which I think started with 3 years ago when the pandemic started and people were told to stay at home. A whole bunch of people thought, well, now at last I can get a dog. And that was wonderful for a lot of people, but for some people they weren't really the right situation to have a dog and they didn't really think about it enough. And so they got animals that were inappropriate or that just weren't right for their situation. So they kind of soldiered on through COVID, through 2020, 2021, 2022. Now, 2023, they have a 2 or 3 year old dog. It's a really bouncy, challenging animal. They didn't really put enough time and energy into training it. Maybe it's developed some of the common problems with health which dogs get, like skin disease and issues like that. And they're finding the dog, they've had to go back to work. They've had to leave the dog at home for long periods. Of course, that just makes behavioural issues worse. And so people are left saying, well, what are we going to do here? Because this is really imposing on our life too much. And much as we like the pooch, he's not the centre of our lives, and our lives would be much better without him. And unfortunately, a lot of people are coming to that conclusion and they are trying to get rid of the dogs. And how that most often presents, which is good, is that they get surrendered to dog rescues. And that's much better than just straying dogs. And I think the fact that dogs have to be microchipped in this country now is having a very positive impact. It stops people from straying dogs, because if you just dumped your dog somewhere, you'd be found out because the dog's microchips and they discover who you are. So people are surrendering them to rescues, and that's all good. But the problem is that rescues only have limited space, limited resources, limited funds, and they're just full now. They're chock-a-block. So they can no longer take people's animals
on. So what's going to be the end of it? Is the end story?
Well, I think there is just a limited amount of space in our society for dogs, and it seems like there's just too many dogs of the wrong type that people don't want, and so the risk is that more dogs will start to be euthanized in Ireland's dog pounds. So currently what happens is dogs that really have nowhere else to go, they go to the dog pounds, and every local authority runs a dog pound. When a dog gets the dog pound, it's kept for 5 days, and after 5 days it becomes the property of the state. And when the dog is the property of the state has to decide what to do with it. And in good times, animal rescues liaise with dog pounds, and the dog pounds are able to release the dogs to dog pounds, to dog rescues for rehoming. And that's what you'd like to happen. The problem is now that the dog rescues are overflowing. They haven't got space. And so the dog pounds are going to be left with surplus dogs. And when they run out of space, they then have no option to consider euthanizing those dogs. And they do their best to not do that. And they're very good at, they do euthanize some dogs, but generally they're the ones which are considered to be unhomable, perhaps dogs with dangerous behaviour, those kinds of problems. But the danger, I think, is that an increasing number of dogs that perhaps could have homes at better times will be euthanized. And the number of dogs euthanized in dog pounds across Ireland, it came down to an all-time low in 2020 of just less than 200 dogs a year. 30 years ago, that figure was 35,000 dogs a year. So people across Ireland have done a fabulous job of recognising that it's just plain wrong to euthanise healthy dogs. And so with a lot of work by the dog rescues and by the dog pound staff in liaising with the dog rescues, we've managed to bring the number right down to less than 200. But it's undoubtedly going to be higher in 2022. And then, unfortunately, I suspect even higher in 2023, because there's just too many of the wrong kind of dogs around.
Right. And dogs are different, of course, because they're within the human system as such. So there's a certain amount of control, and off they go. And as you say, some can reach that sad end. Cats can become feral cats. Do we have many of those?
it's one of those areas that's not properly monitored, so we don't really know how many feral cats there are. But yes, it is an ongoing issue in any area where there's a food supply, such as the back of restaurants, hotels, whatever. I think places like that, colonies of feral cats appear. And in fairness to those cats, they do a really, really good job of controlling rodents and pests. The only problem with feral cat colonies, really, is that they tend to multiply. So a female cat could have 10 kittens a year, and those 10 kittens could have 10 kittens a year, and so you can see that it builds and builds and builds. So feral cat colonies just need to be managed, and that means we have to trap them and spay them and then put them back there so they can't have endless kittens. And if we do that, then they can fit in really well with our community by controlling pests that we don't want to have around the place. So it does mean, though, that somebody has to do that work of trap, neuter and release. And again, there are charities that do that, but like the other charities, they're strapped for cash, and they're also strapped for time and for volunteers. So it's just a bit of society that we really should devote more resources to if you want to have it in the place that it should be.
Yeah, I know that in Ibiza, they get a team of vets over from the mainland as such in a certain time of the year, and they just go in chasing cats and they just neuter them, basically.
Yeah, that's a good way of controlling a situation in a location like that. Where,
but owners, I mean, will the owners be turned away? Say, I can't do anything with this dog. I just can't. You know, and the dog rescues are full. I mean, who gives in or what happens?
Well, I think the number one thing is that owners have to basically own the problem. It's their dog. They got themselves into this pickle. It's not fair to just expect somebody else to take on your problem. It's your problem. So you have to find a way of dealing with that. And people don't like it, but that's the truth.
Right.
I mean, it's a real, really, really difficult one, because it was nobody's intention for this to happen, but that's been the impact of people taking on dogs that they can't quite cope with. And so, I mean, all I can say really is, I think if everybody, people who care about this, rather than just getting annoyed, go and chuck 10 or 20 euros towards your local dog rescue, because that's what they really need. They need the support of more people in our society so that they can handle the problem more effectively.
And what about all those other exotic pets and things?
Yeah, they're kind of a minority. I mean, I don't know, maybe 1% of the issue compared to dogs. Dogs are the really big one. Exotic pets are something which I'd always say to people, think very, very carefully before getting into it, because, again, you have to look to the long term. And if you buy a tiny little cute terrapin the size of a euro coin, well, you know, you have to remember that's going to live for, I don't know, 10 or 20 years. And you have to look to the future before you go into that and think, well, am I going to be able to keep on looking after this little creature for that length of time?
Yeah.
So it's all about thinking about it in advance as best you can. And that's difficult when people get an idea in their head that they really want something. We live in a culture where people feel entitled to have what they want, and so they just do it. But with animals, it's not like getting a phone or a bicycle or whatever. You know, it's a living creature that you can't just discard when you don't want it anymore. And so that you need to think about that on day one rather than 2 or 3 years down the road when you've reached the stage where you don't want it anymore. Think about it beforehand, and then mistakes will happen less often.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you very much.
As always. Okay.